Okay, we're up to Tosfos Achos Ishtai, who asks for Nida. Tosfos does not explain his kasha, but it seems that Tosfos asks Ein Lahakshes from Nida. He means that Nida should be in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah, which lists 15 Nashim, should list Nida as well. Which means that Tosfos in the kasha was asking that a Nida should pater the Tzara, and the Tzara Tzara should not have been Yibum and not have been Chalitza. That's, I think, it's why we all learn Tosfos. As I told you yesterday, the beginning of Tosfos has two terutzim. Even though the word Va'id is not there, V'chadon is Ma'azma, that the two terutzim, and that's the only way I understand to learn. Nevertheless, let's learn the first teretz and tell me how you learned the first teretz. It's not clear. Zaktaisis ein lahakshay is the nida tiyasa liyabe. Well, Taisis kasha was, they should say in the Mishnah. If you say in the Mishnah, there must have been a havamina that everything in the Mishnah applies. If everything in the Mishnah applies, so it should have a din of potamibam chalitza. It must be to a pater tzara and a tzara tzara. Otherwise, it couldn't say in the Mishnah because it doesn't pater tzara. So I guess Tosfos and the Kasha held that it should pater tzara. So Tosfos says, "Ein lahakshis nidah the tiyasa liyabim afal pishametara achakach kamo yachos ishtoi shein yisva ben besapu lemeisa ishtoi achrikein just like achos ishtoi." Then when his wife dies, he normally would become mutter to his achos ishtoi. Because it's the only erva, all the ervas in the Torah remain aser, except achos ishtai. Achos ishtai, even if the wife dies, when the wife dies, the sister-in-law becomes mutter. So the same thing by nida. Once you're aser in the beginning, she should be aser forever. That place is kasha. The loydami, the achos isha v'shara royis, but iser oimed ala yavam tfei shabbatei adam. By a relative, the Isser is more on you than anybody else. Aval Nida l'kuli alma asira. But a Nida is also to everybody. So what's a teretz? Taisa teretz is that Nida is not the same as a chaisisha. And since it's not the same as a chaisisha, therefore what? How do you learn Taisa? Since Nida is not the same as a chaisisha, so different. So what if it's different? So I think Pshat and Taisis is that we learn all the halachis of the 15 of our Mishnah in a hekish from Achais Isha. The Gemara on Gimel Amid Beis is going to learn because there is a kasa by Achais Isha and everything else a hekish from Achais Isha. And since Nida is not similar, therefore Nida does not have all of the same dinim as everything else in our Mishnah. Those are the words of Tosfos, and that's what Rabbi Chanan explains Tosfos. Now we learned the Rashba's rule. I told you the first Rashba, the Masechta, says that the dinim of our Mishnah apply to only when the woman is aser al to yavam istika iser, al to iser that's tied to the parsha of the Torah, which says the parsha of Yibum, the parsha of Yibum, and we learn certain things out of that parsha from the hekish, from Zeres Hakasuv. If something is a yavam istika din, then all the rules of the Mishnah apply. The path is the path from Yibam and Chalitza, and the path is a Tzara, and the Tzara Tzara. The Rashba said all the rules apply in a case where the reason the woman is Aser is because of something that says in the Parsha of Yivam, of Yibam. However, if the Iser comes from what we call the Tam Tzadi, a side reason, if the source of the Iser is some other reason that she's aser. The Rashba had two cases. Either the case where a woman made a neder, she won't have enough from this man, so she can't marry the man. Or because she got a get chutz m'plaini, so she can't marry the man. Any time a tam tzedadi comes along and prevents yibum, we do not say the rule that everything else applies also. You part the fim chalitza too, and you part the ritzara, the tzara tzara. The Rashba said it's not so. The rules of our Mishnah are only for yavamistik adinim, and not for dinim that come from zaitiga reasons. Now that's the Rashba we spoke out, I think it was on Sunday. This Tosis Teretz seems to be similar, maybe identical to the Rashba. Tosis here in his Teretz is saying, maybe based on a different Svara, but Tosis is saying that the dinim of this Mishnah, the four dinim that you put from Yibum, Chalitza, Pater Atzara, Tzara Sara, only apply to Arayos that are similar to Achais Isha, that are also only to him. If you have a situation that's also to the whole world, if you have a situation where somebody is also to everybody, in that case, the rule of our Mishnah doesn't apply. Anida is asa to everybody. In our language, we'll call that a tam tzedadi, that she's asa. And since she's asa for a different reason, doesn't fit into the parasha, and therefore the turim of our Mishnah don't apply. So this is Tosis' first teretz. And again, the way I'm learning Tosis first Teretz, it's very similar to the Rashba, that when there's a Zaitiga reason that you don't do Yibum, the rules of the Mishnah don't kick in. When there's a Zaitiga reason you don't do Yibum, so the rules of the Mishnah don't come into play. Tosis has a second teretz. The second teretz is much more clear. If I fill a bnei dasa, mashram b'sachim, the best. Say perkei al dvarim the best ibumu. The kamer of yekamish. They need a baal chayiv. Someone's baal is wife. It's chayiv. If him they need a baal potter, he's potter. Why? Because he's doing a mitzvah. Parach Allah. Mashram if him they the kavim mitzvah. Mashram the kaniyim. Tosis in the second teretz says pashit that if you baal anida, you kainah. It's also to be baal. But the Evan, if you buy a Nida, you're kind of the Nida. So therefore, the Parsha of Yibum, the Parsha of Amishna doesn't apply, all the rules of Amishna don't apply, because the halacha of a Nida is that if you marry a Nida, you're kind of. So if you buy a Nida, even though you're not allowed to be buy a Nida, nevertheless, you're kind of. Going back to last Thursday's shiur. Last Thursday, I mentioned to you a klar. If the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah to be bayil yavama, or if the mitzvah of Yibum is to be kaina a yavama, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be bayil yavama yava yaleha, the beginning of the pasuk. Or the mitzvah is to marry her. Ulekacha leilisha. Revelacha leilisha. I realize that most people assume from reading Chumash that the mitzvah is the bia. So I mentioned to you last week that the Rambam says beferish that the mitzvah is the kinyan. The mitzvah is to be kind. And in the Rambam Shita it was klar, we had two makairis, that the Rambam holds the mitzvahs to be kaima. So we looked for other achrayim, other rishayim who maybe disagree. Who says that? I mentioned to Achilles Yaakov, the first stipler, and the second Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Simon Beis, they both say the mitzvah is the kinyan. Rav Naftali also holds the mitzvah is the kinyan, and he brings a raya from this Tosis. It brings a raya from the second teretz of Tosis. Second teretz of Tosis is that if you buy a lanida, you kainahar. So you see, well, who cares if you're kaina or not kaina? The point is, you buy a lanida, you kainahar. It means you're mekainim, it's a zibum. Tosis' language is clear that mitzvah yibum depends on kinyan. So we have another marker, I think, in the Rav Nachum also. He brings a raya from this taisis. It seems that the mahalach of the Rosh Hashivas in general is that the mitzvah is to be kaina. Even though I told you that maybe other Rishen would disagree, Mechaslinov disagreed, we had a Mechaslinov. But from this taisis, the raya is that the kinyan is chal. Rav Chanan in Simin Aleph of Kovetz Haaretz also says that Tosis in the second Parat holds the mitzvah is the kinyan. Actually, he says in Simin Yud Aleph, the one I gave out, also that the mitzvah is the kinyan. So we're going to go with this Mahalach, this Tosis. We had a problem with Tosis on that later, on that test, seems to say if I cared, but this Tosis seems to hold the mitzvah is the kinyan. Right, that wasn't Chav, that was a Tessa Yud. That was, we said from Tessa Mad Aleph, that Tosis was Mashra Fekeret. From one of Kohen Gadol. Oh, you're right, that's on that Chav. I'm thinking of the Tosis on that Tessa Rebbe Kiva. That's right, we had a Mashvois from Tosis Fekeret. Could be it's good for the difference between the two Torahs of Tosis. Daf Chav, I am on Kohen Gadol, you're right. So I don't know. We have other Tosfos seem to say Fekeret, but this Tosfos seems to hold that way. It could be the first Teretz held not like that. Could be, but the mitzvah is the king. Okay, there are two inyanim that I'd like to discuss. The first is the following: if a woman is a nida, we know that l'chatchila you don't do chalitza to, we don't do yibum to a woman who's a nida, say sakaris. But the evidence foul. Can one do chalitza to a woman who's a nida? He doesn't want to be miyabim her, but he wants to do chalitza. Is there a problem doing chalitza to a woman who's a nida? It's not an academic question. It's the way it always is today. Every time our minig is that when a woman doesn't have a husband, she doesn't go to a mikveh, she remains a nida. And chalitza is always at least 3 months after the husband died, because you wait till 3 months of hafkana. Chalitza is always at least 3 months later, so most of the cases the woman becomes a nida. And the question is, can you do chalitza to a woman who's a nida? What's the tzad not? Why not? Koshein oil yibum in el chalitza. If she's not oil yibum now, alright, she's not l'chatchila in l'ti yibum, but the other she could be oil yibum. Is that called koshein oil yibum in el chalitza? The Rosh says that you could do chalitza to a nida. The Mechaber in Simon Kuf Samach Dalit, Sif Dalit, says it without any discussion. He says a nida you don't do yibum, but you do chalitza. You could do chalitza to a woman who's a nida. I kol she'ein oil yibum eni oil chalitza. What's the answer? So what's the answer? Okay, so it could be because b'di'eved she's a yibum, or it could be because it's a tam study, it's a zaytig yibum. Could be either one. Could be because it's neither a zaytig yisur, or it could be because b'di'eved it is a yibum. Whatever teretz you want. The Chacham Tzvi in the first tshuva in Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi declares if you could do chalitza to an oine, to a woman who's in the middle of aninus. Aninus is someone who loses a close relative. Before kvura, after kvura, the person's an awful. Between death and kvura is a period of aninus when a person is potter from all mitzvahs, maisiyos, any kumbaseidika mitzvah, An einin is potter. An einin doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't daven, doesn't make brachas. An einin is potter from all the mitzvahs ma'isyus. So einin is not allowed to rob a bank. It's mechuyev in loisa says. But a mitzvah ma'isy an einin is potter. So a woman, what? He's potter. Potter and he's not mechuyev. He doesn't make a bracha. No, it's a bracha vatala. It's not mechuyev in the bracha. It's all. He's not allowed to make it. What about doing chalitza to a nine? Let's say you have a woman, you're ready to do chalitza, and she loses a close relative. Are you allowed to do chalitza to someone in aninus? So the Chacham Tzvi says that you can. V'haraya. What are you going to say? She's ain't a roi l'yibum, ain't a roi l'chalitza. You say, what do you mean? An einain is asa bibiya. It's asa mitasha shamita. An inus is asa. So you say, she's ain't a roi l'yibum, ain't a roi l'chalitza. He says, every single yavama, the minute she falls to yibum, is an einain. Why? How does a woman become a yavama? She loses her husband. The husband dies. Every single yavama, the minute that she falls to yibum, she's banino. She's also betashmish. Why don't we say kiva shenesra sha achas asura ilamis? She fell to yibum. She's also forever. Obviously, on the Dovert study. And the Issa Adinus, which is a David study, we don't say these rules. We don't say, otherwise you'll never have a case of Yibum. Every woman, the minute that she becomes a Yavama, she's also an Yibum. You say, once she's also Sha'acha, she'll be also forever. Teretz is, and it's a David Tam Tzadadi, we don't say that. If she's a Nida, we don't say she's also forever. And if she's an Oinin, we don't say. So Aninus and Nida are Geshmak, the same Dinim. In both cases, Yibum is Aser, and nevertheless, Chalitza will be good. We don't say, Kol Sheinu Roi L'Yibum, Eino Roi L'Chalitza. If you do a Chalitza, Chalitza will be good. What? Chalitza is a mitzvah. So she's part of Chalitza. Nachinani. So you mean she'll be Asafah to do Chalitza of that. Okay, I guess he means that if you do, an Oinein is allowed to do things with Mokum Hefsin. Mokum Hefsin. I could go to business, Mokum Hefsin. So that, we're talking a case, obviously, that she needs to do the Chalitza, she doesn't want to remain in Aguna, the husband's traveling away, the brother's going to travel away, she needs to do it. The question is the Chalap he did? See, Yibum is an Issa, because Tashmish is an Issa. It's not just that the mitzvah, but Tashmish is an Issa by itself. I don't know. What? If he doesn't know, nachinami, but then he won't ask the shayla. Then there won't be a question. An einin who doesn't know he's an einin doesn't have to keep out there, that's true. But, what? By the husband, there won't be chalitza. It could be something for someone else. And then it's shayla. Anyway, this is all smooth and this is all good. Okay, I'm going to cut to that now. So this is all smooth. Aninus, nida, same thing. That dvarim studying. If you do chalitza, the chalitza is good. What? How's it a raya? So he said the assumption is that the same thing is true. Kol she, that when it's a David study, the klolim don't apply. Not mochim for this mustaver, but the klolim don't apply. So I had a problem because I looked at Shulchan Aruch. Kusam of Dalit, Sif Dalit, it says our din. Anida no yibum, anida yes chalit. In Kuv Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, it says the following din, which I looked it up. It's a Gemara on Mem Aleph on the days. The Rabbana made a takana that you need 3 months of havchana before a woman could be misuke, before you could do yibum. You need 3 months of havchana. Before you could do Yibum, why? because in case she becomes pregnant, we have to know that she's pregnant from the first husband. Because her first husband, Yibam, is also. So you have to wait 3 months to see if she's pregnant from the first husband. Even though you may have a case, maybe the husband was in a coma for the last year, so you know she's not pregnant from him. The Gemara says it's a takana d'rabbanan. You never ever do yibum unless 91 days pass. It's the 91st day after he died. That's when yibum begins. And that's what Shulchan Aruch said. Skuf Samatala begins. There's no yibum unless there are 91 days pass. Now that's not a problem. Problem is, it says she can't do chalitza within the 91 days. She can't do chalitza within the 91 days. Why not? So the Gemara says, because kol she'ein oilu li'ibam, ein oilu l'chalitza. Korav mikra zeh, em lo yach ba'itzam chafiz ibam, kol oilu li'ibam, oilu l'chalitza v'chul. And that's what the Beis Shmuel brings there in the Shulchan Aruch. A woman within these 90 days or 91 days, she can't do yibum. Got a drop on it. So memela, she's not allowed to do chalitza. So this, I don't understand. What's the difference between nida or einain? When nida and einain, you can't do yibum, but you could do chalitza. Seems even lachatchila. So she's a nida, she could do chalitza. That's what we do. Today, in most cases, the woman's a nida. You do chalitza. L'chatchila. Why should, during the first 3 months after the marriage, what's the reason she can't do yibum? It's also a tam study. It's also because of a takana d'rabbanan. She's not an erva to you. The gavra is not an erva. And Tosfos Loshon is the b'dievet kana. The b'dievet kana also. It's exactly like nida. B'dievet yekaina. And she's also l'chal ha'ilam. All terutzim should apply there too. What's the difference in hafkana and nida? So if she's a muberes, I understand. If she's a muberes, I understand. The hafkana is for a suffix muberes, if she's suffix. Lamai says she's also, it says with Farish, Bain, if she's a Suffolk Mubaris, Bain, if she's not. I could argue with you even by Suffolk Mubaris, but I don't need to. Because the Takana Drabbanan is even if you know she's not a Mubaris. The husband was in a different country and he died there.
Very old.
Right? Light plug. It's a light plug. So it's Takana Drabbanan. You can take the. But why should I make a Takana Chalitza? You see, you're right. If the reason is because she might be pregnant, I have no problem. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says because kol she'ena oilu li'ibam eina chalitza. The Gemara is that half a mina on an alpha of the days, and it's not the maskana. She might be pregnant, and there's no chalitza anyway. The Gemara says. The Gemara has a havamina. The reason is Shema Yehei Vlad by Ben Kayama. Maybe she'll have a child by Ben Kayama. The Gemara slugs it up. Let's see what the Gemara says. Amul Mal Lachlites B'Seich Gimel. Amul Eloi Sachlites. Oh, the havamina is by Yibam. I'm sorry. Amul Mal Lachlites B'Seich Gimel Eloi Sachlites. B'Sachlites Ma'abekach. Kol Mikrazem Le'Yichbait Sam Chafetz Yibam Kol Eloyimam Elochalit. What does that mean? That the reason is. Not because he may be pregnant. The reason is because kola ino alib and ala chalitza. In other words, once there's no ibum, there's no chalitza because of this klal. What? So why does the Gemara say kola ino alib? Ibum is a zera durabanan. Once you have a durabanan, so we plug in the din that kol she ino alib and ala chalitza. Is that what the Gemara says? All right, let it be durabanan. So let it be Drabbanan. Therefore, what? Nida also be Drabbanan. Yikach Kozru. Just funny, the Gemara used the Lashon Kol She'ena Li'ibam Ela Chalitza. Maybe that's the answer. It's the kind of Rabban. Why should I make a gzeira on chalitza? Who cares if you do chalitza even to mulberes? What's that? If she's mulberes, you don't need chalitza. What? If you be mata chalitza, you're mata yidin. By need, we're not afraid that if you be mata chalitza, you're mata yidin. By chalitza, we're not afraid if you be mata chalitza, you're mata yidin. Maybe he's saying also it's a gzera d'rabbanan, he's just giving a reason for it. What?
You
have a problem of Nesra Shachas. Obviously, Rabbanan would not be attacking against Nesra, so you'll never have evil. By Chalitza, they were good. Alright, so if it's all d'rabbanan, you're right. If it's all d'rabbanan, then it's not shver. So what I'm saying is that Havchana case is very different than Nida. And all the reasons of Nida should apply there. I guess the Teretz is that Kakla is right. Okay. Good Teretz. Therefore, you're right. During, if she's an Einain during the Shabbat Shehavchana, in the Chalita, but she could become an Einain after the 3 months, in the fourth or fifth month, if she'll lose another relative. So she could become an Einain, that's where the other Nafkamina is Nafkamina. The Kasha that's asked here on this Gemara, on this Taisis, is that someone who's Ba' al Hanida, Taisis says Kana, the Kasha is that it should be a Mitzvah Ba' Ba'Aveira. What is a Mitzvah Ba' Ba'Aveira? The concept that we're mostly familiar from Perek Lulav HaGazel. The concept of mitzvah haba b'aveira is that if you do a mitzvah by performing an aveira, the aveira is crucial to the key of a mitzvah, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If someone shakes a stolen lulav, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Ah, he shook a lulav? Yeah, but he shook a stolen lulav. That's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. A mitzvah which comes through a ma'isa aveira, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So, okay, good. Okay, 1 second. Excellent. And that's the teres Rav Chaim says. The kasha is that if somebody is ba'al anida, if someone is ba'al yevimta, his sister loves anida, Taisus says kona. Apparently, Taisus holds the mekayim mitzvah zibum. The kasha is that it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. It's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Why are you kaida? Why are you chawai zibum chal? The mitzvah came through a maisa big aveira, being ba'al anida zisakaris. The maisa came through an aveira. That's Taisus kasha. That's the kasha on Taisus. Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon each say a teretz. I have here photostats for those who are going to use it. Many of you took already this morning. I have on one side of the page Rabbi Chanan's teretz, on one side Rabbi Shimon's teretz. And it's important to me, and we'll see why, to understand the difference between the two, because there's a crucial difference. They say very, very similar to Rutzen, but there's a crucial difference between the two. We'll start Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is the easy. Rabbi Chanan is the easy one. Okay, and it's a chiddush, but at least it's easy for me to say this year. Rabbi Chanan says the following rule: the mitzvahs of the Torah are divided between mitzvahs where the maisa is the mitzvah and mitzvahs where the result is the mitzvah. There are some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the act that you do, and there are some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the result. Someone's mechal Shabbos, the aveira is the maisa. He's doing malach on Shabbos. The maisa is the aveira, pashtus, on Shabbos. If someone is mekayim pura revu, the mitzvah is not the maisa. The mitzvah is the result. The mitzvah is having a son and a daughter. How do I know that? We know that if a man has a son and a daughter, a lo yaleinu, they die while he's alive, So he has vaita to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he has to go and have more children to be mekayim the mitzvah. We see clearly that pru revu is an example of a mitzvah where the result is the mitzvah. So what? Well, it's impossible without a ma'aseh mitzvah. What? You can't get it. You can't get the, what you need for the IVF of the man without him doing a ma'aseh. That's just some sort of a ma'aseh. So there are some ma'aseh where the ma'aseh is the mitzvah. There are some mitzvahs where the result is the mitzvah. Now, there are definitely some mitzvahs where we could clear. Is the ma'aseh the mitzvah, is the result the mitzvah? Ritzicha is such an example. Ritzicha, the avera is the ma'aseh ritzicha, but the avera is that you cause someone to be dead, the result. We could clear such a shayla. But there are many mitzvahs where it's clear. The mitzvah is either the ma'aseh or the result. No, by Yibum, what's the mitzvah? Well, if you hold the B as the mitzvah, maybe you could clear. But if you hold the Kinyan as the mitzvah, which both Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon say, the mitzvah is the Kinyan, to be kind to her for a wife. Clearly then, the mitzvah is the result, not the ma'aseh. Not the ma'isa of acquiring her, which is the mitzvah. It's the result that she's nikna l'chalisha. Here, the result is the mitzvah. Sakhtra b'chana. We only say mitzvah haba ba'avera by averis where the ma'isa is the avera. If the ma'isa is a ma'isa avera, then we say the klal of mitzvah haba ba'avera. However, if the Aveira is the result, so you have the result. You're not going to undo the result. Mitzvah Baba Aveira says that when the mitzvah is a Maisa, that Maisa is not a mitzvah. But when the mitzvah is the result, what comes out of it, then the result is there. You have a Kiyum mitzvah. Let's say a man is Mekayim Pur Ravu through marrying someone that's offered to him. He has mamzerim for children. He's bar on a shesish, or he's bar on a relative, and he has mamzerim for children. So Rabbi Chana brings to Yerushalmi that you're mekayim pru revu. That if somebody is that someone is mekayim pru revu even with having children with mamzerim. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph asks. It's a mitzvah of avera. If someone was mekayim pru revu through being bayil in erva, and he had children that are mamzerim, so it's a mitzvah of avera. He only did the mitzvah through a ma'isa avera. So it shouldn't be a kiyum mitzvah. And for Rebbe Chanan, since the mitzvah is the result, we don't say mitzvah haba avera to erase the result. The result is a fact. The result happened. It happened in a bad way, but it happened. When the mitzvah is the result, then we don't say mitzvah haba avera. Brings another example, which is more of a chiddush. On Shabbos, if you do a bris milah to a baby who's not 8 days old, 9 days old, 10 days old, a mila shaloi bismana is also on Shabbos. A mila bismana, an 8 day old baby, is a mitzvah to do a bris on Shabbos. A mila shaloi bismana, a 9, 10 day old baby, you don't do on Shabbos. What happens if someone did a bris mila on Shabbos on a baby that's shaloi bismana? Do you need to do a new hatafistam bris? Is it necessary? They can't cut off the arla a second time. The arla is gone, but there's a concept of hatafas dambris of letting blood. Were you mekayim the mitzvah when you did it on Shabbos or not? In Shulchan Aruch it says that b'di'eved you mekayim the mitzvah. Aye, it's a mitzvah of avera. It was mechal Shabbos. Zok Rabbi Elchanan. By bris milah, the mitzvah is the result. Not the ma'isa. It says the mitzvah is the result. The child should be ois oral. So even a mitzvah of Abba Avera, it does not erase the mitzvah. Any time you do a mitzvah where the mitzvah is the result, the Avera does not erase the mitzvah. So Rav Chanan brings these two examples, Puravu and Mila. Ali had a third example. Stipli in Yivam Misimin Tezvav talks about someone who does Kisui Hadam on Yom Tov. In Yom Tov you're allowed a shecht, you shecht a bird. And he does Kisui Hadam through digging. Digging is a malacha. Not let it dig for Kisui Hadam. But b'di'eved you're mekayim the mitzvah. The stipler is, it's a mitzvah of Avera. The Kisui Hadam, it's a mitzvah of Avera. It came because he dug. According to Rabbi Chanan's rule, it's also geshmak. Kisui Hadam, the result is the mitzvah. That the blood should be covered. Those of you who learned Simin Chav Ches know, Kiso HaRuach, if the wind covers it, so there's no chiyuv for a person to cover it. The chiyuv is the dam should be covered. The result is the mitzvah. Since the result is the mitzvah, or if you'll agree with me, the result is the mitzvah. So then, this rule applies. Zok Rabbi Chanan, with that it's answered our taisis. Yibum, the result is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should be married to this person. The result is the mitzvah, and therefore we don't say mitzvah habav aver. It's a very geshmak of Rabbi Chanan. It's the kind of Rabbi Chanan you want to remember, because you'll have mitzvah habav aver in other places. It's like a nice, it's a nice klal, a nice rule. And that's Rabbi Chanan's parents. Reb Shimon has by Kisui Hadam. Okay, that is dependent on Machlokes Taisus, and the Stipler talks about it, because by Kisui Hadam it's not at the same time, so he talks about it. It's not the Gat Rabbi Chanan's rule, I don't think. Okay. He says so. Rabbi Chanan writes Beferish. Rabbi Chanan's Lashon is that the mitzvah is the Kenyan. And that's how he answers his that's how he answers it. Hecha de ikra mitzvah hu toitzas ha meisa vasiya bas vayeli alok mei hechsher la ha mitzvah. That's what he calls it. That's what he calls the evil. He says, "V'chein perakei tzad ha-mitzvah hu-akinyan." Those words. Now, we don't have time to start the Reb Shimon today. I'd like you to learn the Reb Shimon. The Ikar is the first paragraph. The second paragraph is a bit complicated. There is a basic nafgamina between the two of them, which is negeya right in the perik. So, all right, you have till Sunday, Mirtz Hashem, to do this. Now, I just would like to let everyone know that there's yeshiva on Fridays, and I expect that everyone should be here on Erev Shabbos. Those of you, excuse me? So, there's yeshiva Fridays, and I expect you all to be here. There's no reason you shouldn't be here. I don't know what else you're busy doing on Erev Shabbos. So, please make it your business to be here, to be here for Seder, to be here for the Shmuz. And look forward to seeing you tomorrow. There's a session.